Welcome to the Mentor Studio, where today's thought leaders and leading entrepreneurs inspire and bring real-world ideas that help you take your career to levels you've only dreamed of. Now buckle in. Here's your host, Michael Silvers.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. This is Michael Silvers with the Mentor Studio, another podcast. And I'm so excited by the gentleman that we have on today, and also one of my business partners. A lot of you have known Mary Glorfield. You, by this time, have watched that amazing podcast we did with Keith Cunningham. And Mary really brings the presence of our industry and the thought leaders and has brought most of them to bear in the last, let's just say, 30 years. So Mary, I have no idea how we started when we were only 5 years old. But it's really great to be on here. And so I'm just going to go into the introduction, because actually today I'm going to an event. We're doing live events again. We've been doing it for about 9 months. One of my partners that I work with found out that country clubs became necessary. So he's been doing events there since probably last October, and they never shut down. So you do whatever it takes. You do it with safety, right? You protect those around you, and you also make sure that the learning and education continue. So this next gentleman I'm going to have on, Mary's known for a long time, and it's brilliant the career he's had, and he's going to talk more about it. And today I'm going to really have Mary again do part of the interview because of their relationship. Remember, whenever you're doing something, it's all about a relationship. So here we go. And if I cut out, by the way, audience, for any reason, Mary and Michael will just continue and they don't need me, but it's your education. So get ready to take notes, get ready to do whatever it takes to move forward. Michael Hutchinson, founder and CEO of InCruises. Michael Hutch is an entrepreneur, author, investor, and financial advocate. He has an international reputation of credibility and leadership. He began his career training when he joined, and a lot of you will know who Robbins Research is, but Robbins Research International. Tony Robbins' company is a regional sales manager and trainer. Because of his success, he was promoted to the position of worldwide VP of sales and marketing. Michael co-created Mastery University with Tony. And a lot of you actually at the event we were at yesterday, even though it was actually heavily business people, so many said, really? You know Mary Glorfield with Tony Robbins? I'm going through Mastery right now. There were so many people who are currently actually in the Mastery program or talking about how they can get into the Platinum Partnership program. So the legacy continues. Michael is the founder and CEO of InCruises, the world's fastest growing vacation travel community. Michael embraces a personal philosophy and company mission that is complementary to help others see the world, overcome their financial scarcity, increase their income, and become the personal best version of themselves. Without any further ado, because we're going to let them take this interview away, I'm going to give this up actually for Michael Hutchinson and Mary Glorfield. Mary, take us away.
Thanks, Michael. Thank you so much. And I'm thrilled that Michael Hutchinson, Hutch, as many of us refer to him, as close friends of his. And I think that's how you like to be addressed, as Hutch. And I guess 1990 was when we first met Hutch. And Hutch has become and has been an incredible mentor to me. I actually reported to Hutch when I first started working at Tony Robbins' company. And Hutch is an unbelievable boss. Mentor. He really promotes people. He wants you to learn. And if you make a mistake, it's not the end of the world. He helps you resolve it and teaches you. So he's an incredible teacher, mentor. And I'm so thrilled you're here, Hutch. Thank you so much for doing this.
My pleasure, Mary. Thanks to both of you. Michael, thank you for that warm introduction. Excited to be in your infectious and contagious energy. And Mary, I'm so grateful to be with you. Gosh, 1990, it just seems like yesterday. And I was really grateful to have this time with you and just thinking about the team that we had. And I was surrounded by outstanding leaders like you. And I was thinking about the others that we had with us, Lauren and Jan Jones and Shari Wilson and that whole inside, we called them PARs, personal account representatives. Right. And I spoke to Chris Hendrickson, I mentioned to you the other day, and you told me that you keep up with Pam. And of course, I'm still in touch with Chip and Scott Duffy and Brian Biro. We could just go on and on. But thank you, Mary. I'm grateful to have this chance to visit with you.
Hutch, I have a couple of questions for you. I mean, you've had an incredible career as Vice President of Marketing and Sales for Tony Robbins Global, as well as domestic. And then you've started several very successful companies. What's your secret or your mindset that's given you the confidence to create your own business, to really go out there and thrive?
Yeah. Well, if I don't say it, I just want the audience to know, you know, as I said to Michael, I love you. I appreciate you very much. And if I haven't thanked you enough over the years, you know, please know sincerely how much I do appreciate you and how much I really appreciate the time that we had together. You know, with Tony, I look back with fond memories. Tony really gave me an opportunity to be an entrepreneur within his company. I was an intrapreneur. And so that opportunity to start Mastery University, and the only way I could make that decision was knowing that I was surrounded by leaders like yourself and Lauren and others that could help us to accomplish that we sought out to do. So I am forever grateful to Tony. And then we put on within Mastery University that first business mastery. You'll recall you had attracted and sought out and you were responsible for bringing in so many thought leaders. I was thinking about some of the first business mastery speakers that we had and meeting JP DeGioia. Do you remember meeting JP, you know, who started Paul Mitchell Hair Care Systems and gosh, Mattress Mac and Tom Faccio, who started Waste Management Company. And so that really instilled in me that to create an impact with other people, that I needed to be a business owner to create wealth and not just in a monetary sense, that I had to go out and figure out what it is that I really wanted to do. And again, that all started with our time together at Tony Robbins. So again, big hugs to you, big hugs to Tony and our team by instilling in me, again, this quest to fulfill my dream, which was to be a business owner and to give back and create an impact. So let me just say this. And then I'm sorry, I know you asked me another question, but it was important that I got that out. Tell me the second part of the question, Mary, something about mindset or secrets.
Yeah, what's your secret or mindset that gave you the confidence to start your own business, to take that risk?
Okay, so the mindset, let me just say this. Tony is all about mindset. So that reinforcement of mindset is so important. And the thing that I've learned in terms of a secret beyond that is that mindset is only really part of it, Mary. You know, and being a business owner and being an entrepreneur, it's your soul, it's your health. You know what I'm talking about. You put every fiber of your being into your business. And so I'd say maybe that's the first answer, is that mindset is only part of the way. You have to go all in. You got to go all in with your heart, your soul, your health, every fiber of your being. And that makes up the remaining 75%. So I'd say that's number one. A couple other things. I've sought out to solve real tangible problems for people, perhaps old problems that people didn't think could be solved. In my latest business, we've attempted to solve an affordability problem. I believe that going on vacation is a human right. It's not a luxury. And again, that was reinforced by Mastery University, where we started to lead people around the world on adventures. So I had that exposure. So number one, mindset is only part of the game. You got to go in with your heart, your soul, your love, your physical being to make it work. Number two, you got to choose to help others, which you're all about, which mentoring is all about. You have to be able to solve a problem. The market rewards problems being solved. The market rewards value being added. And then the last thing I would just say is, gosh, maybe not take yourself so serious, right, Mary? I mean, I'm grateful for your kind words and Michael's kind words, but it hasn't been all success. Yes, I've had a couple of, you know, quote unquote, big hits, if you will, but it took me many years to get to that point and to figure out what I was good at, which was taking people on adventures, taking people on vacations. My two businesses prior to launching In Cruises were not successful. One, I wasn't even able to launch it, right? I put a lot of money and energy and resources in getting it ready to launch, but I never brought it to market. So let me just quickly recap for myself. Bear with me. Mindset's only part of the game. You got to go all in. You got to love. You got to breathe. You got to put every fiber of your being into it. You've got to solve a problem. You've got to add value. You have to give back. You've got to help other people. And if it doesn't work out, just know that you have to learn from the failures and not take yourself so serious. All right.
Yeah. And I'm going to jump in on this, Mary. I know I'm going off script. Here we go. But I think, Hutch, that is so critical, because how many times have we as students in the room or working with people and you say, when did you take your last vacation? When have you spent your family time? And it's not even on their calendar. It's not. And how many times have we taught, start with the personal freedom day, the family day, start with that first. And they look at you like it's a foreign concept.
Yeah.
And well, I can't afford going on vacation. Actually, you can't afford not to do something with your family, because that relationship means everything to us. So I love what you're doing. And obviously, we're going to hear more about it. But I'm going to turn Mary back to you.
Thank you.
And Hutch, I know that you are all about making a difference. And I think that's part of your success, too, is your number one is really make a difference in everybody's life that you touch. And I know that you've had great success with in-cruise. And during this time, which is kind of an unusual time in our history with COVID, what were the steps that helped you thrive in this time with COVID, particularly because the cruise lines were really impacted with COVID?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, not a day goes by where you meet somebody, greet somebody, and invariably people ask, you know, what do you do? And I say, I started a travel membership club, and we focus primarily in cruises. And then the look that you get and the comments that you get in the South where I am, you know, a familiar phrase is, you know, bless your heart. You know, it's like, bless your heart, you poor thing. You started a travel membership club. And oh, by the way, you're in the cruise industry. And gosh, wow, I feel bad for you. And I say yes and no. I say yes. It has been tremendous adversity. It's been very difficult. It's been hard. And it's been the worst downturn, you know, that the industry has met in many years. And our model's different. We have a membership model. It rewards loyalty. And so here's how we define success, Mary, is that we've enabled, we've empowered upwards of 150 plus thousand people around the world to go on vacation. 90 plus percent of those people have never been on a cruise. And so we take great pride, to add on to what Michael said, in helping people to make that decision, to block the time, to get out of the comfort zone, to leave the safety of the harbor behind. And yes, take care of your family, take care of yourself, and go on vacation. So upwards of 150,000 people from around the world, all told, we've saved those people in terms of booking expenses to book and pay for their vacation in excess of $51 million, over $50 million have been saved. So I think it's important just to quantify how we define success is by helping people, again, get out of their comfort zone, to leave their familiar places, go see the world, travel, experience, meet, greet, eat, soak up, and enjoy. And we're still just getting started. But I answer your question specifically. We made some very bold decisions, right? We made leadership decisions. But first of all, you have to understand, I have a business partner whom I trust and love dearly. He and I bring out the best in each other. And I looked at him and I said, hey, brother, I just got to tell you, and I know you feel the same way, I did not come this far in our business to only come this far. I said, I'm not going to allow an event outside of my control to control what we're going to do during this COVID time. And he said, I'm with you. And so I said, what can we do uniquely? What can we do different? What can we do to separate ourselves? And so one of the first bold decisions that we made was every passenger whose cruise was canceled, we gave them their money back. The cruise lines wanted to give vouchers for obvious reasons. They wanted to keep the revenue on the books. But I said, let's give people their money back. We're a membership site. Let's create and engender more loyalty and trust. And so that was one bold decision that we made. And again, we created more trust and respect from our members in terms of loyalty. That was number one. Number two, things were touch and go. I mean, there was a time when cruise lines were taking on even more debt and going out and raising more capital. My business partner and I, we self-invested. We haven't taken a money in terms of outside capital. We have remained debt-free, but we made a decision to start paying insurance through a relationship with Barclays Bank. To every member payment that came in, we were going to insure those payments. Why? We wanted to give our members that sense of confidence. We wanted to give them that consumer protection that in the unlikely event that we were going to go out of business, they would get their money back. We would take it on the chin. We would be in financial disarray, but we wanted to make sure that our customers were taken care of. But that also created a consumer, again, peace of mind, more loyalty, more trust. And then, you know, like any business owner, Mary, we sat down with our banks, our banking relationships. We sat down with our merchant processors and we just said, listen, again, you have to know who we are and what we're about and what our philosophies and that we're going to put every ounce of who we are into ensuring that not only do we survive, but we thrive during this time. And we fortunately have a very, very, very low refund rate, a minuscule chargeback rate. So our customer relationship is very strong. We shared that with them very transparently. And so I'd say it was a combination of hard work, Mary, determination, and just the culture of the business that allowed us to thrive and actually grow. Our top line revenues grew during the pandemic. Our profitability plummeted because of the decisions that we made. But the good news to all that is that we're poised now for, you know, and we are better, we're stronger financially than we were. We negotiated with the cruise lines. So we made payments to them, which gave us greater leverage with them. And so maybe a little bit of luck thrown into all the answers that I just provided.
That's awesome. I forgot about your negotiation skills. And it sounds like you've used those tremendously during this time. And you were one of my teachers on negotiating when it came to venues and hotels. And there was no giving up on some of those. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah. Well, Mary, I never wanted to be on the opposite end of you because you're tough, but you're as kind and considerate and thoughtful and generous as they come. But man, you're tough. And that, again, one of the things I love about you.
You know, it's actually so true too, because so many events Mary and I did together. And I just knew, and for everybody out there, if you're doing events or you're speaking and training, you want to have a Mary Glorfield behind you. I mean, I'm serious, Mary, because you want that person behind you. You just know, I knew whatever we needed, she would take care of. And it's solution-based because Hutch, you did the same thing with your business. It was always about the solution, not the problem. And I think that's a critical piece in everything that you said. And that's how we want everybody to get that mindset to continue. You can come to me, there's an issue, that's fine, but what are the solutions? Have you come to that place where you've realized, and sometimes the solution is not easy, which is why what you've done is you have the business partners, your own mentors, and those people that surround you. So that was a great point. Mary?
Well, Hutch always said, I'm going back a few years, Hutch, but when you bring a problem to you, you have to come with three solutions to that problem. I don't know if you remember that or not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. That's right.
So you're a professional speaker. You've been on some of the biggest stages. Of course, you've learned from the best there is in the industry. What is some advice you might give to someone who's really interested in becoming a speaker on big stages?
Oh, gosh. Think back to, again, the time that we were together. The first opportunities I had with Robbins was that we gave many presentations. We gave many, quote unquote, seminars to give people a taste, a feel for what it would be like to be in a room with Tony. And so I got to speak many times throughout the day, many times throughout the week. And so the advice that I'd give is what I lived, which was to focus on quantity over quality. Just do as many as you can. In saying that, my first presentations for Tony was to a company called New York Life. And I was so bad. I was so bad when I delivered that first presentation that people actually got up and left, like physically right there in front of me, you know, got up and left. And I said, hey, what's going on? And the guy just said, I've heard enough. So a good lesson there is every professional was once an amateur and quality comes through quantity. The more that you can do, the better that you get. Thinking about some fun moments. I remember introducing Tony at Madison Square Garden. I think you were there with me.
I was,
and,
yeah.
You know, looking out to these bright lights, right? And not being able to see any eyes or any human connection out there was frightening for me. And I remember starting to get dry mouth. And I think if there was video footage, I would have looked like Godzilla on one of the movies where no words were coming out, but struggling with it. So here's some fun things that we did for those that worked with us at Robbins, again, giving these short presentations, is we encouraged our teams to to take improv classes, listen to comedians. You know why? Because I think comedians, more so than anything, have an unbelievable ability to think on their feet. Tony is actually very, very funny, as you know. And so listen to humor. And gosh, I think it's just super obvious being with you and Michael is you got to find a mentor and do what you guys profess, which is you got to choose to ask for help. I mean, I worked with Tom McCarthy. I worked with Dr. Nate Booth. Those were the first guys, Dr. Joe Kolzinski. Those are the guys that we went on the road with. And we presented in front of each other. We gave each other feedback. So it was like our own little improv training. So that would be it. Just find a mentor and just figure out what your message is that, again, solves a problem, adds value, and does it in a fun and unique way.
I love that. There are so many people that want to be speakers. So that's valuable, valuable information for them. And I know our time is short. And so I'm going to just want to ask one more question, if I might. And that's, I mean, you've had so many great successes in your life, including raising an amazing family. I remember when your youngest was born, and I think the baby was a day old, and you had him at Mastery University. Remember that?
Yeah.
In San Diego. Yeah. So you have an amazing family. So what's next for you?
Yeah. Well, just to add just a little color to that story, because I sent a note to Tony on the 29th year anniversary of Mastery University, my son, Patrick. So actually, he was my middle son. Sean is the baby. But Patrick, you're right. And Nikki did a Herculean job of waiting to have the baby until we had opening night there at the Torrey Pines Hilton. And I sent a note to Tony and I said, Tony, I love you. Happy anniversary. 29 years later, my son Patrick is an investment banker. My son Patrick is helping my company today to find a potential partner and a business combination. And he was born that first day after Business Mastery. So again, my indebtedness and my appreciation and gratitude to you. You know, Mary, I've been so fortunate. I have four children with Nikki, my first wife. I'm engaged to Heather. She has two children. So together we have six kids. Aaron and Kevin, I have two kids. So I'm a grandfather now. I have a 3-year-old granddaughter and a 5-year-old grandson. All told, four boys, two girls, and everybody is healthy. Everybody is on a great trajectory. And I've always said, Mary, that again, I'm very blessed to have accomplished the things I've been able to accomplish, but the only thing I have left to prove is to improve. Sort of a fun saying. The only thing I have left to prove is to improve and get better and to be that example. It's not an easy time in life. I lost my dad last year, my hero, to cancer. My mom is 85 and she's battling the advanced stages of Parkinson's disease. And so I'm just trying to figure out all the opportunities that I can to bring my family and keep my family close together. And so I'm just more excited today than I was 6 years ago in terms of my business, but we have to get better. We've got to improve. And the only thing I'll just close with saying is that whatever I do, like you, Mary and Michael, I'm going to set the bar high and just strive to achieve it.
You know, I think that's awesome too, because it's been an interesting year. There's no other way to put it, or a year and a half, or I mean, we're coming up to 2 years here. And Mary knows all the time. I have five grandchildren and a six on the way. And there were so many calls that we did that grandkids would lean their heads in. And now there's a point that at one point, it was 2 years ago, my 4-year-old Evelyn, the boys were playing and she'd be like, shh, Papa's on a Zoom, right? And it's what they've gotten to know. But at the same time, I'm realizing as the grandkids are sitting next to me or they're doing a little homework, they're listening. And they're listening to this information and how, like you said, you know, with your son, and especially like our oldest went through a lot of courses with us. And she said it helped change her life, just the way she looks at things and her perspective. And the one time we needed some crew out in Hong Kong and she was there. So we shot her out to Hong Kong. It's like the children who grew up with Zig Ziglar, right? The parents had Zig Ziglar playing on the tape in the car. And oh my gosh, can we just listen to music? But to this day, they say it changed their whole mindset of just that same thing about solutions. I'm going to ask one question, obviously not on anything we've talked about, but the audience always wants to know, and this is really important, just one or two things from your perspective, Hutch, that they could do today that could help further their life, their business, their relationships. A general question or just one or two things that you do every day that keep you moving forward that they could replicate or duplicate.
So the best advice that I can give, Michael, is again, something that I do, not something that I say, but something that I do. I keep a daily gratitude journal, and I've done it for years. And here's my entry for Thursday, September 2nd. I'm grateful for, I had meetings this morning. I talked about the difference between leading and managing. But entry number three is speaking with Mary Glorfield and Michael about mentoring. And so this is what grounds me. This is who I am. I'm a lifelong student. And so if there's one advice, it would be start a daily gratitude journal and something nice, right? You know, this is leather bound. This is a keepsake. This is my legacy. This is what I'll pass on to my children. But it just helps me to filter out all the noise and all the adversity and gosh, all the stuff going on in the world, right? And this is what keeps me grounded. This is what keeps me focused on the resources that are within me and that my life starts with me. And I have and am who I am because of being in this place of gratitude and grace and blessings. And so that would be my advice.
I love it. That's fantastic. Anything else, Mary, before I close out the show for today?
I was going to say, that's really interesting, Hutch, because I don't know if you taught us all that, but I have one too. And I think all the successful people I know, like Keith Cunningham, who you know quite well, Hutch, he carries a rock, a special rock in his pocket all the time. And when he reaches in his pocket and feels that rock, he thinks of something that he's grateful for. So it reminds him to have gratitude in that moment. Yeah. So I love that. And I think you must have taught all of us that at some point back in the days, long time ago.
Absolutely. Congratulations to you guys for making a difference, making an impact. Anything I can and do with and for you, happy to do so. Michael, enjoy your event. Stay safe. Marriott, I can't wait to see you soon. Have you up to North Carolina. And thank you for having me on. Have a fantastic Labor Day, and we'll speak to you guys soon.
Oh, it's great. And thank you so much for being on, and thank you for your time. It's been great, and Mary too. So for everybody, for myself and Mary Glorfield and Michael Hutchinson today from the Mentor Studio, have a great morning, afternoon, or evening. If you want more information about In Cruises, we'll put that in the show notes. And we thank everybody just for being on. See you all soon. I'll see you, some of you, at the big expo coming up, and have a great day. Goodbye, everyone.
We're honored that you invested time with us today at the Mentor Studio. Now, don't be greedy. Share this knowledge bomb with all your dope peeps on Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. Actually, we'll even pay you to do it. To get the deets, please check out thementorstudio.com.